Before you get to the Confederate Memorial, let's go back a bit in history. As you know, Missouri was technically a member of the Confederacy during the Civil War, but voted to stick with the Union. Therefore, it's fitting that the Confederate Memorial is near a monument commemorating a major general in the Union Army and German-American patriots. Before the Civil War, St. Louis was the most important city in the West. The nation's major western lines of communication and travel were anchored in the state, the Pony Express and the California, Oregon, and Santa Fe trails, the three major waterways of the country, the Missouri, Mississippi, and Ohio rivers, either passed through or touched the state. According to the 1860 census, Missouri ranked 8th in population, making it an excellent manpower resource for the Army. The state was rich in deposits of raw materials, lead for bullets, iron for cannonballs. Its agricultural production could feed an army. The Confederate States of America Congress admitted Missouri to membership on November 28, 1861, and one of the 13 stars on the Confederate flag represents our state. However, the majority of Missourians, particularly those from St. Louis, remain loyal to the Union. A convention was held in St. Louis in January 1861 to determine the stand of Missouri on slavery and secession. It was voted to keep the state in the Union. Regardless of the vote, Missouri furnished 39 regiments, 22 Union and 17 Confederate, for the siege of Vicksburg. You will soon reach the Confederate Memorial. It was unveiled in 1914 and was controversial from its very beginning. In 1912, the Ladies Confederate Monument Association held a design competition and specified that the monument could show no figure of a Confederate soldier or object of modern warfare. But still, the idea of commemorating Confederate soldiers was distasteful to some. The park commissioner at the time, Dwight Davis, tried to persuade the Ladies Association to substitute a fountain on Government Hill for its planned monument, but the association did not want to use its money for that purpose. They planned to move ahead with a monument designed by George Julian Zolney, winner of the competition. One councilman said he was in favor of the ordinance because the Civil War was over. Another said that St. Louis might injure its trade with the South by rejecting the monument. After a stormy session, the City Council approved an ordinance accepting the monument and requiring the Confederate Monument Association of St. Louis to maintain it, the only monument in the park with such an ordinance. The monument of a Southern family in bronze high relief on granite was unveiled in December 1914. The original position for the cannon up ahead was in the Spanish galleon, the Examinador. It was cast in Mexico for King Charles I of Spain, who was for a time sovereign over all Spanish colonies in America, which included St. Louis, between 1762 and 1804. The engraving on the cannon is very ornate. The casting number, 1197, shows that it was made on March 21st, 1783.
When you've reached the Confederate Memorial, pause the audio tour and take a look around. When you're ready to go, start the audio again as you make your way back to the Jones Center.